This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Today I'm going to share with you a very interesting and a beautiful sunnah, unfortunately have been forgotten and maybe even neglected by many, which is praying for others in their absence. And subhanallah, this sunnah has great virtue. Take for instance, in the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim, Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من عبد مسلم يدعو لأخيه بظهر الغيب إلا قال الملك الموكل به ولك بمثل. Amazing. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, says, whenever somebody who's a Muslim supplicates to Allah for another person, he or she, in their absence, not face to face, not in their presence, I know that my blood brother or my blood sister or one of the brothers in the masjid or a neighbor or a classmate or a co-worker, doesn't have to be a family member, any Muslim. You know that a Muslim is in need, is in hardship. He needs your dua. Raise your hands. You say, Ya Allah, bless so-and-so. Oh Allah, deliver so-and-so out of his hardship. Oh Allah, help him to settle his debt. Oh Allah, make it easy for his daughter to get married. Make it easy for his wife to conceive and give birth to a goodly offspring. Guess what? This dua is guaranteed to be accepted. Why? Because Allah the Almighty appoints an angel next to every person who's supplicating for others in their absence. He will do two things. You're making dua for others, and the angel next to you hearing you, and he keeps saying, Ameen, Ameen. And Ameen means, oh Allah, accept his dua. This is the first. The second is so beautiful. Where he will say, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ. Oh Allah, accept his dua, his prayer, for his brother, for his sister, for others in their absence, and give him likewise. So I'm asking Allah to bless one of my brothers, one of my sisters. The angel will say, Ameen, and O Allah, likewise for him, bless him too. You know, whenever a dua is being supplicated by an angel, it is accepted. They're pure. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. The angels are infallible. They do not commit any sins. Their prayers are accepted. So when you make the dua and they say Ameen, guaranteed your supplication is accepted. And you're making this dua for another person, so he will benefit out of it. And then the angel says, and give him likewise. And the story of this hadith is quite interesting. It started as follows. How did we come to know about this hadith? From Abu Darda's wife, Ummu Darda radiallahu anha. As you know that after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Darda and his wife migrated to Asham. A person by the name Abdullah ibn Safwan came to visit Abu Darda, but Abu Darda was not home. So Ummu Darda hosted him, and then she said, I heard that you're going for Hajj this year, so please include us in your prayer. Because indeed the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whenever a Muslim makes dua for another in their absence, Allah the Almighty appoints an angel to say Ameen to his dua and say, oh Allah, give him likewise. I know that some of you will say, wait a minute, forget about the hadith now and about this beautiful sunnah and its privileges. One thing is bothering me. What? He says, you said that Abdullah ibn Safwan came to visit and he came to Asham, but when Abu Darda was not there, so Ummu Darda hosted him and she chatted with him. Is this permissible? A guy who is totally stranger, he comes, the man of the house is not home, so the wife allows him to enter. and she chats with him and she teaches him a blessing and she quotes a hadith. Is this permissible? It's all permissible because Abdullah ibn Safwan was her son-in-law. So this is very important to know the circumstances of the hadith. Abdullah ibn Safwan was married to Umm al-Darda and Abu al-Darda's daughter. So when he came to visit, his father-in-law Abu al-Darda was not home. So Umm al-Darda, his mother-in-law, please come on in. Is it permissible? Of course, he's a permanent mahram. And there she taught him the hadith. And she said, please, if you go for Hajj, this is a blessing. And in Hajj, dua is accepted. Include us in your dua. Because the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, دَعْوَةُ الْمُسْلِمِ لِأَخِيهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ مُسْتَجَابَ. Whenever a Muslim prays for another in their absence, in his absence, in her absence, not face to face, مُسْتَجَابَ, guaranteed to be answered. يُوَكِّلُ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَلَكًا. Allah will appoint an angel next to him to say, Ameen, Ameen, and give him or her likewise. And by the way, to wrap it up, there is a beautiful hadith. Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen, won't you pray for me? He said, Allahumma ghfir li Aisha dhanbaha, ma qaddamat minhu wa ma akharat, wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. So Aisha laughed and her head fell in the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was so happy. He said, Ya Aisha, are you surprised? By Allah, this is my supplication for my ummah all the time. In my sujood, I pray for my ummah. Allahumma ghafir li ummati dhunubaha, ma qaddamat wa ma akharat wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat, which means, oh Allah, forgive all the sins of my ummah, whatever they have done and whatever they will do, whatever they've done in secret and whatever they've done in public. Every time you pray for others, if they're one or more, you will be rewarded. And that's why include the entire ummah in your prayers, in your sujood. In every sajda, if you can, say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. My Lord, forgive me and forgive my parents and forgive the sins of all the believers until the day of judgment. And this is an embodiment of the sound hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will truly believe until he loves for others what he loves for himself. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah forgive all our sins, me, my parents, and all of you. Until next time, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.